Labour's win. I have to write down my thoughts whilst they are still fresh. There's a feeling in the air which is full of such hope, optimism and change. As I watched Keir Starmer stand outside number 10 and make his debut speech, and the next day hold his first press conference, something hit me. For the first time in a long time, I realised this was how government should be conducted. It should have professionalism and be politics as a service for the people. For so long, we have become used to a self-interest for the few and scandal after scandal. So suddenly, being presented with this new way of doing things was really something quite special. I had become used to the last few years of the Conservative way of conducting themselves. There was this expectation in the press conference that questions would be avoided by answering in a fluffy or convoluted way. Starmer, however, gave a reasoned response and he set out a solid plan. In the weeks leading up to July the 4th, I'd been out canvassing, mainly running the board. I had heard on the doorstep a very good number of people voting Labour. But what concerned me was the number of non-voters who proudly declared themselves as so, and there were also some ardent Tory supporters who couldn't explain why they were, and also a significant number of followers of Reform. I had of course seen the numerous polls which had suspected a huge Labour win, but there was a bit of worry. In years gone by, I had misread the national mood, and I wondered, considering these rumblings that I heard on the doorstep, would that win be watered down somewhat? On election day, I had work until mid-afternoon, and then made my way across to Eastwood, where some data told someone somewhere that the team was urgently needed. A big group of us split into two by my presence, canvassed a couple of rounds. I then found out afterwards that we weren't actually needed, the win here was huge. But we then made our way to Hucknall afterwards, where we had officially signed up to help. We had made this sign up a few days before when we went along to meet and greet Starmer. He came up to support Michelle Welsh, who was standing in the Sherwood Forest constituency, and whilst there he answered some media questions. They wanted some people in the backdrop, so Seb and I made our way there. We wanted to see and hear the future Prime Minister. After having an emergency McDonald's after the canvassing, Seb and I went back to mine with only 15 odd minutes to go before the exit poll. As we walked towards my door, Seb exclaimed to look up. We were presented with a single rose poking up, which I'd never seen before. It was a sign. We got in and turned on the telly for the exit poll. It was a fantastic result for Labour. In light of what I had heard, was something not quite right though? For a couple of hours we watched a few results come in and then made our way to a Labour gathering at the former Rally headquarters, watching the results on the big screen. It was confirmed that the exit poll was quite right. By 4:30 a.m, feeling sleepy, we woke ourselves up suddenly and cycled home for the few minutes, where we watched a few more results and then went to bed. Next morning, we awoke to Rishi Sunak in Buckingham Palace resigning. It had been raining. It was a beautiful testament that the sun then came out as Starmer made his way to the palace and then back to Downing Street. That evening, we were invited to Nick and Maggie's house for dinner. It was a lovely occasion to mark the beautiful result with a group of passionate supporters of Labour. Then on the 10 Downing Street YouTube channel, they put out this video. I cannot fully describe the feeling. I haven't felt it in years. This may sound half sharp, but I said to my friend how long 14 years actually was. How much has happened? What has happened in my life? It is enough time to cause devastation to a country. It is enough time for the psyche of government to be one of almost that will do, and for it to pervade throughout the country. It was really interesting watching Starmer at his debut speech, at the press conference, and what's come out since. I believe, way that he speaks is different in government to what it was leading up to the campaign. He sounds different. There is this element of confidence that he's got from winning so many seats. It is really lovely to see. Times have changed. This new era begins. I am so hopeful. Samuel.